They're not frozen. Did you ever take a smaller amount than a couple of bushels?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could carry any amount from bushel on up, 10 bushel or whatever you...
But you wouldn't take any less than a bushel probably if you were going to do it.
No, because we had to drive about 3 or 4 miles to the mill.
I see. Okay. You mentioned that you did not have plumbing in here when you first moved in. Did you have electricity when you first moved in?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, we had electricity, but dropped cords. It wasn't fixtures like we have now.
Right.
When I first moved in, we did have electricity, but we lived in the country. We didn't.
You didn't, right.
Had lamps and lanterns.
You had lamps and lanterns. What did you use in your lamps and lanterns?
Kerosene.
You used kerosene in them?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you use anything else besides kerosene in them?
We never did,
And you really could?
Back then, no. That's all I ever heard tell of was kerosene.
Did you ever kind of make a makeshift lamp that you, with a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Oh, yeah. We used to make what's called fireballs. Take a cord and roll it up just like you would a ball and soak them in kerosene. Let them soak overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next night, get them out and set them afire and throw them from one to the other and catch them. Throw them back.
But that wasn't dangerous?
It was dangerous, but we did.
You did. But you always had kerosene lamps, so you never had to make a makeshift lamp.
Oh, no.
Okay. That was just a thought. Okay. And what did you put in these? You said you had drop cords. And what did you put in the drop cord?
Sockets.
Okay. And what did you put in the socket?
Light bulbs.
Those silly questions, some of them. okay. What is the piece of metal that goes around the outside of a keg or barrel?
Oh, band.
Okay, and if it were around the outside of a wheel, what would you call it?
Rim.
Okay. What did you stop up your barrels with?
It had a lid.
Oh, it had a lid on it?
Yeah.
What if you got a hole in it?
Well, you take, cut wooden pegs, peg the holes up if it wasn't supposed to be there.
Did you ever use anything besides wood to stop up a hole in something?
Oh, you use rags. You could stop up a hole with a rag if it wasn't going to stay too long, you see.
What if you had a bottle? How would you stop that up?
Take a corn cob and put a rag over it. Stick it
in there. And
you
stick that in there. Did you ever use anything besides corn cobs?
Oh, yes. We use cork screws and cork stoppers.
Yeah.
Used to buy them, but see, these corn cobs were stuck in there and put a piece of rag around it. You didn't have to buy that.
Right. I have seen jugs with corn cob stoppers in them.
Uh-huh.
Sure,
it makes a good stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll last. Well, you stop all and see when you made your syrup. When you couldn't raise your cane, made your syrup. You put all that in these glass jugs. And that's what they always stopped them up was corn cobs.
Talking about jugs, did you ever make any type of
homebrewing beer?
Yes. Did you ever make anything?
Wine.
Did you ever make anything stronger?